Welcome to All Gold Everything. All Gold Everything Shorties. Go Shorty.
Oh, it's your birthday.
Shake your grooving.
Mm-hmm. It's your birthday. This is Heidi B.
Sandy J.
I'm Marissa J.
We're going to try something new tonight. We're going to try to record just a little 10 to 15 minute mid-episode bump for you all to get your all gold fix so you don't have to wait another week before you hear something substantial from us.
That's right. Can I get a bump?
Bump, bump.
Bump, bump.
Hey, hey.
We got you, Shorty.
We're just going to check in on a couple of things and give you our thoughts on all things current event at the moment that matter to us.
Like the Met Gala.
Like the Met Gala, which of course everyone is talking about. I am not like a huge fashionista by any means, but I do love the costumery of the Met Gala. It had me rethinking the dress code for my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like,
We don't have time. Like, shit off.
Do I need to, like, resend out some invitations and tell people they better show up in their best Saints and Sinners costumes or some shit? Because
oh my gosh.
I was so here for it.
I was here for all the gold halos. Good.
Oh, my.
I was so into the halos.
Yeah.
Any excuse to put, like, a gold thing in my hair with some, like, diamonds on the ends of it. I was totally here for the halos.
You could totally do that for your wedding.
I want to do that. I actually have a bridal thing I'm going to with my, some coworkers on Friday. And don't think I'm not considering making myself like a fucking Riri Pope hat out of some cardboard paper and some glue gun.
I've seen you work some magic with some glitter and some poster board,
it's
girl.
True, it's true. Mm-hmm.
Of course, I feel like Rihanna shut it down. Sandy, was it you that was telling me that...
she's on the board.
Damn, dog, she basically runs that shit.
She's on the board of the Met Gala with Anna Wintour.
And you know what I like about Rihanna is that you know how I feel about Drake.
I do.
Lame.
Yeah, mumble.
Mumble rap.
And she kicked him to the curb.
She kicked him to the curb and she's like, we don't even talk anymore. We ain't even friends no more, which I think is snap.
Yeah,
snap.
That's how we like it.
That's how,
like, if you're going to break up, then you don't want to be fucking friends. Let's be serious.
No. Yeah.
If you're still talking, it's because you still want to be fucking.
Well, it's true. I heard somebody. Okay, can I just do a little reality show segue? Because this is timely too. Okay, Southern Charm. If anybody is a Southern Charm on Bravo watcher, right? So we watched two seasons of this poor, crazy woman chasing this awful man, and they got into like the most disgusting fights, and she couldn't let go, and she got pregnant twice, and she had two kids. It's some good ass juice. Like, this is some good stuff, right? So she
sounds a little too close to some of my family's reality.
So she had two kids and had some issues with substances, and this man who has a ton of money used it against her and took her kids away. So she had to get sober to get her kids back. So reality does get real. Mm. This season, she's gorgeous, she's well, and she was saying, when things got better with Thomas is when I finally listened and did the no contact. No contact! I just yelled and broke the mic. That's how I feel about
this.
And
he's like, I just want to tell you, don't talk to him!
But
the no contact rule is good. What is the rule? For our listeners who are not aware of the no contact rule, what is the rule?
Well, it's just basically if you break up with somebody, well, the way I did it, the way that you suggested that I do it, which was 30 days no contact, and we got together on day 30. We got back together. There was no contact until day 28. He contacted me, and we met up on the 30th day. We got back together, but we were only back together for 2 months before, like, it was like, oh, well, that didn't work.
Then you did real no contact.
And then I did real no contact, like, forever, except I did contact him to make an amend, and then continue the no contact after that.
But I mean, real no contact is something that is hard to find the willingness to do, because it means, like, you're not texting, you block them on your Facebook, you block them on your Instagram, you're not texting, you're not calling. And the point of 30 days no contact is to just give yourself some physical space, give your brain some, like, brain space from this person who you're likely enmeshed with, who's taking up all your brain space.
Obsessed with, right? It's to break the obsession.
Well, and for me, I would always think it through. Like, I had ulterior motives anytime I was going to be checking in with somebody that I had no business checking in with. And so then it's like, it was an opportunity to stop and think about, like, why am I craving that so bad? And to start making some changes around the way I was thinking about it.
Well, and the other thing too is we always want to send the text messages that really are either dishonest, manipulative.
And exactly.
We really want, or just angry, just direct anger. We want to direct our anger at them. And it also prevents us from causing more harm by sending out those text messages.
Yeah, totally.
And I've also used the tool about, if you feel the need to send the text message, write the text, send it to another friend, send it to another woman, get it out into the universe.
Tell someone else. And I bet you Riri does that. I bet you she'd be texting Katy Perry like, fucking Drake, man.
Yeah.
So son of a bitch.
Wait, are Riri and Katy Perry friends? Katy Perry is, well, now she and Taylor Swift made up today. They're like back to, they have mended their fences.
I didn't know they had broken fences.
Oh, Katy Perry was behind Taylor Swift's Bad Blood. That was like the whole story.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Well, Katy Perry and Riri are home dogs. They're besties.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So anyway, Riri showed up and shut it down the other night. And I also thought that Cardi B looked fucking divine.
Oh, she's so cute.
Oh my God, she's so cute. Somebody at work the other day said that they thought that I reminded them of Cardi B. And I was like, yes.
That's wonderful.
I'll take it.
I thought that, yes, they both looked amazing. And I also thought that Katy Perry looked amazing. She had 6-foot wings that were constructed out of real feathers. They were incredible.
Damn.
And then I didn't think that Sarah Jessica Parker really pulled it off. I felt like her gold gown was like too similar to her skin tone. It didn't really highlight anything. And it was just kind of, it didn't do it for me.
Was Matthew Broderick wearing a matching suit to her? I didn't
see
very many
pictures. No, she went with Andy
Cohen. Oh. Yeah. Was he wearing a matching suit to her?
Yeah, he did. He had like kind of a normal suit. And then he had this
Big Baroque
like coat or cape thing on over it, and they just both look like they like got too drunk the night before or something. I just felt like their faces looked kind of broken. I don't know.
They weren't looking good.
I wasn't pleased with their couple.
I wasn't either. I was pleased with Lana Del Rey and Jared Leto.
Oh, they looked great.
They were fantastic. I am not a Lana Del Rey fan because I think she's a total drugged out hippie princess Disney. But I did think she looked fantastic. And that their combined outfit of being like, I think what they must have been like the Catholic era of the UK kingdom. Yeah. So there was some homage to that.
Really like that everyone went big on the headgear on this and the embroidery. Like everything looked like fucking rich, dog.
Yeah,
like everything was like super heavy fabrics and embroidered in gold. I mean,
what's interesting is speaking of weddings, Mike and I have been talking about that, and we totally want to have like a goth. Almost heavy food, heavy clothes, heavy jewels, candles.
Yes, please.
But kind of a Norse spin on it with like a Viking edge to like a pagan.
I mean, can I get extensions?
Viking.
I can't wait to.
I want to do braids with extensions.
Wedding.
Oh my God, that is going to be sick.
And we want to have like a full spread of gold gilded everything for the buffet for food. Like
I love it.
We want the display to look like a Viking.
I love it. Feast. I think that's fantastic.
Before we get all into the meat and we leave the Met Gala, I have to give my shout out to my girl Madonna because this is her time to shine, right? Like, she has been for her whole career all about, you know, little kind of digs at Christianity, Catholicism, virginity, like a virgin was like classic. So she really got to come and do it up and like, you know, just let herself shine. And I think she did shine. I loved her outfit. She looked amazing. And with that net on her face, you couldn't tell that she's had way too much work done for her age. The net just like washed it all away. And you know what I love? I love a fucking crown.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I liked the halo, but there were some crowns in that room. Gold, diamond encrusted crowns.
Yeah.
Like,
all gold.
So maybe
everything.
For my wedding, it'll be crowns.
Yeah. I would love to wear a crown to your wedding.
I would love to wear a crown to your wedding.
Or maybe it'll just be
Madonna
themed.
I mean, in the UK,
themed.
They do fascinators, which is like a little barrette that has like some accoutrement, like feathers.
Oh, yeah, that comes with the
and
feathers.
And some jewels or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, it, you know, I think fascinators and tiaras and crowns would be an excellent thing to request people to wear to your wedding.
Yeah. I thought about actually requesting people wear fascinators to the bridal tee, but I was like, that's OTT. It's just too much.
Cute. I like that.
I don't know. I could get into that.
I actually thought about
you in a fascinator.
Buying fascinators for everybody, and they would just put one on when they came in.
Oh, that's a cute idea.
That's very nice. For our listeners, Sandy is throwing me a bridal tee, and so that's what she's talking about with the fascinators and the gifts.
It would be very English.
The other thing I wanted to talk about on this little shorty that we've got going. Okay, so Donald Glover is a comedian who released a cut of an album this week, and I can't remember the title of it, but it's under Childish Gambino. And what reason that I was brought that up is because I was talking to Jeff the other day, and he was like, "Oh, I listened to Childish Gambino," and I'm like, "Oh, somebody told me that Donald Glover's recording name Childish Gambino came out of the Wu-Tang Wu-Tang Clan name generator. That is how he chose this, like, his band name, basically, which is really just him. He's basically rapping. I think he's a rapper, because I haven't listened to the cut yet because I got so caught up. I didn't get to the final product because I got so caught up in the Wu-Tang name generator. So I got our Wu-Tang name generator on. Let's see here.
So I did the Wu-Tang name generator as student body president at Portland Community College, and I named Wu-Tang name generated all the staff in the student government office all had Wu-Tang names. And for one of our council meetings, everybody had their name tag as their Wu-Tang name.
Nice.
Yes.
I like it. According to Wu-Tang name generator, your Marissa's Wu-Tang name is B-Loved Mercenary.
That is the one. That's the one I got the first time.
That's right. And that's the thing.
I like B-Loved.
It doesn't just like regenerate it every time. It's like that's your fucking Wu-Tang name. So if it was your Wu-Tang name 10 years ago.
Beloved Mercenary.
Beloved Mercenary. And Sandy's is, sorry, I have to flip through some things to get to Sandy's because I took a picture of it so I wouldn't have to. Sandy's is Amazing Mastermind.
Yes.
Slash dog.
Amazing Mastermind. Sandy J. Yes.
Slash cultural appropriator. You're welcome.
And my Wu-Tang name, my married Wu-Tang name is different than my maiden Wu-Tang name.
Of course.
So my married Wu-Tang name will be Midnight Madman.
Oh, damn.
So. You know.
That's pretty good. I'm glad you're going that direction.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I didn't know you were taking Midnight and the Mercenary in yours. Those are just sexy.
Yeah.
So you're taking your man's last name.
I'm going to take Jeff's last name.
Oh, that's so a good last name.
I'm excited about it. I mean, you know, I'm real excited about it. I do like my name. I mean, I've had my own name for a very long time. I have some feelings about changing it because, you know, well, I mean, just because, like, I've had my name for 37 years. That's a long time to have a name and get used to a new name. But I'm really excited to have his name and to kind of unify our little family in that way. So we'll all have the same last name. And I'm really like, I'm on board for that.
Well, yeah. It just happens to be a really pretty last name, too. Mm-hmm. There aren't a lot of those out there in the world.
Yeah.
Amen.
So swoop that shit up, girl.
Swoop it, swoop.
Yeah, swoop, swoop.
Our little shorty, we're going to go ahead and wrap up our little shorty. We're going to drop this in SoundCloud.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it, drop it.
We got you, shorty.
Anyway, we'll be releasing it shortly here, so you will not have to wait for another week before you get to hear the lovely likes of us. Anyway, that's us for tonight.
All gold, everything.
All gold, everything.
Love like gold.
Boom. Love like gold.